So last week we saw this concept that Bitochen doesn't start just from pondering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One has to do it, it's a good thing to do. But it comes from the Maisa Mitzvahs. That's very important. That the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and most people don't know the whole Pasuk, but the Pirkei Avos says that a person who's Maisa Meruva Michochmasai, he's anchored in his Maisim, is like eight shots of Mayim Asher Yuvam Yishlach Shirosh V'Yirav Yovel Choyim. Under all circumstances, it will always have fruit, no matter how much heat and sun there is, because it's rooted in a source of water, and it has a constant source of water and sustenance, and the male is always healthy. So the essence of that pasuk is the second half of the pasuk that says, "Baruch Hagev Shivtach Hashem Vayashem Yiftachon." The Baal Bitochen, his Bitochen has to be anchored in acts that he does in the course of his day. And the Mela, through this act, he connects himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he's not anchored in the Maisim and focused on the right Maisim, then he'll never get to Bitochen. Now the truth is, we spoke a little bit last time also, the word Maisim can be understood in various ways. It can mean physical actions, which, so you're saying, so we're all doing it. We're all saying, May Brocha today, we're doing all the mitzvahs that we're supposed to be doing in the course of the day. So most probably would be perfect Baal Bitochen. So come upon, there's a difference. If I'm doing the act, or the act is being done by itself, what do I mean? If the act that we're doing the course of the day is because after we did yesterday and last year and 10 years ago and 100 years ago, in other words, it's just acts that have very little seichel involved in them. It's just part of the program that we program ourselves to do, or in modern words, autopilot, then it doesn't have much of an effect. It's always better to have these acts that are positive acts and not have them, or have many negative acts. There's something good about them. But if we really want it to affect us, we have to be aware and pay attention to the nature of the acts that we are doing. But every Maisa Mitzvah is an interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if I'm putting on my shoes and I'm tying my left shoe before my right shoe because I'm a righty, and that's what Chazal say you should do lachatchila. So if I'm just doing it without thinking, I'm putting on my shoes. I get used to putting my shoes in such a fashion. The right shoe, the left shoe, tie the left and the right. That's a pity, because if I think for a few seconds of what I'm doing, I'm being choshish to two different opinions in Chazal. Shrabeni Yonah says it's considered, this is an act of Yir Shemayim. An act in guiding the way I do things by Divrei Chazal, which is basically Divrei Chazal, is the Ratzon Hashem. So I'm living a life, I'm being connected to Hashem. All the more so, when, like we said, with the brochas and the tefillas that I do, if I'm just saying them without thinking, it's one thing. But if I realize that I'm a privileged being that can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in second person, I'm so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then think more than that, look at the things I'm saying. I'm paying attention to all the chasodim that Hashem gives me in the course of the day through my brochas. I have the closest to Hashem to be able to request from Him all my needs. And the tefillas, during the learning in the Hanami, we're involved in understanding the sugya with full clarity. But before I start, I'm a privileged being that has the zchus to learn Torah Hashem. We're the only nation that is even permitted to do that. And come upon, this is the closest connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu we can get. Like we said, this is the act. The Rambam brings it. The Sifri brings it. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. That this is the act of Avas Hashem. Avam interacting with Hashem's Rotten, and I'm willing to put all my energy into it. I was once speaking to one of my daughters and telling her the Seder Ayom of boy learning yeshiva or an avreich, was serious. And she said, it isn't hard to learn so many hours a day. And they said, it's hard if a person is not connected to it. If a person realizes what he's doing, this is the greatest thing a person can do. This is the highest level of human interaction. Then it's an exciting thing. And come upon, the more a person does it, the more it becomes an enjoyable experience. Come upon, learning Gemara is enjoyable inside itself also because it's intriguing. It's always trying to find out the emes that's coming out of the sugya. But even so, if a person wouldn't have that recognition, how important this is, and how it is, then very often you wouldn't have patience to go through the painstaking clarification and organizing and everything else till it gets to more clarity what he's learning. And everything like that. Mazen Chaveru also, if you could be a nice guy. Being a nice guy is definitely better than being a bad guy. But like it says, actually, nitna Torah, before the Torah was given, Gemara Avin says, you can learn all kinds of meters from different animals. The animals do have certain nature. I mean, we even the Mishnah says that we have these Gabar Kari, Rot Katsvi. There are certain natures of different Balei Chaim that we have, and we could bring them to life. But there's one thing of doing it as an instinct, like the animal is doing it. And the other thing is doing it out of recognition. I'm doing a chesed to somebody else, not just because I'm a nice guy, but I realize my true greatness. I realize how close I am to the biggest Baal Chesed of them all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much a recipient of his Chesed is. And that gives me the desire and the fulfilling feeling of doing Chesed to somebody else. And there's a very big difference between the two also, by the way. There's many people that are famous for being Baal Chesedim, they're not really Baal Chesedim. What do I mean? They're doing a lot of acts of Chesed, which is wonderful, and they get credit for it. But if a person doesn't give them a thank you, or there's no recognition for it, woohoo! I know people that complain to me, oh, it's a taiva for somebody else. He didn't say thank you. Person with that mind frame, once again, I'm not knocking him down. He's all right. But it's not what we're talking about. It's not the level of Klal Yisrael is driving for. It's driving for is, if I'm doing it to get recognition, that basically I'm showing myself that I'm not doing it fully for the other person. I'm doing it for my good feeling. I want to be recognized as a good person. I want people to feel that they owe me something, whatever it may be. But if I'm doing it right, paying attention to what I'm doing, the fact that I'm doing it is I don't need any recognition to make me feel good. I feel so good to be able to help somebody else. That is the most wonderful thing a person can have. And if he's not machia toiva, or even better, I did it with a more pure intent. Come on, if I could educate him to be machia toiva, sometimes it's a good thing. Because it's one of the most important meters to be marketed. But it's not something that I need to receive from other people. These are the meisim and merubim that we're talking about. A meisim that are based on this, doing a lot of meisim and understanding. These meisim are putting me in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mentioned this morning briefly that the halacha that says that even though in the time of the Gemara, even in the time of the Rishonim, that when a person goes to the bathroom, he'd say to the malachim, "It's kavdim uchubodim, please, my dear malachim, wait outside and watch over me till I come out." Nowadays we don't do it. And the Beis Yosef brings a reason that in the olden days they were on much higher level, and Mimela, it was a normal thing to have malachim with you. Nowadays, we're not on a level, so it looks like gaiva to say, I have malach and I'm telling to wait out. We ourselves, a little shabbos, we say, Shamalech Malachi Hashavis. So we say even nowadays we have Malachim. So the Oroch HaShulchan has a very sweet pshat and why we do not say it. He said, the Vazer, there's enough chal to say that Jews are accompanied by Malachim. Malachim Yitzavloch Yishmolcho. Every Jew has his Malachim over him. So if that's the case, so why do we not say Miskavna B'chubadim? Even in our generation we have these Malachim. So he says, and the people realized and they felt it. Wherever they were going, they felt they were being accompanied with Malachim. Not that they felt it, they saw it more than we see it. But they were living it with a certain perception that every mitzvah is not just something you do. It's something that creates Malachim that watch over you. And the Mele, if a person is living with that type of life, then the honest thing, when he goes to the bank, to say to the Malachim that please wait for me. Whereas by us, we don't think about the Malachim the whole day long. We do it. We don't realize that. That's why we're being accompanied with these Malachim that will give us a bracha for every good act we do in the course of the day. So the whole day we don't think about the Malachim. We come to the bathroom, suddenly we wake up, they have Malachim. That looks funny. That's basically the way Aruch HaShulchan explains this halacha. It's an emesik of thought. That's no fun in what he's saying. That we have Malachim, and like it says in Gemara Shabbos, when we do something right, it says by Shabbos that, but it's by every mitzvah. When the Malachim see that we set up the table, covered Shabbos, give us a bracha, we should be able to do it again. This is a shoyish of mitzvah, gereis mitzvah. And we have that nowadays also. But we don't live with that perception. We live with a very superficial thing, or even not a thinking. Oylem kim and hogeneg, mitzvah anoshim elumadah. We do our mitzvahs and go onwards. If we really feel that every mitzvah we do, there's a malach there telling us, Shakoyach, you did a mitzvah, I can give you the shmocho, you can get a better shmira, that would give us, first of all, every mitzvah would have a deeper meaning to us. It means that based on the malach is a shlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is recognizing, which Kamavan, the Shlech recognizes, and the Shalech Rada recognizes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu recognizes the mitzvah. So we're giving Nachas Ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu this mitzvah, and we're getting a shmir from this mitzvah. We'll increase our bitachin to rely on the mitzvahs that we're doing to give us more of a shmir. I'll call upon him that which we saw last week. This idea of the Maisa Mitzvah is the building blocks of the Bitochen, and we're adding to it. It's not just the Maisa Mitzvah, the dry act. It's the act that is done with the recognition of what the nature of the Mitzvah is. Kamavan, the more we are Mizboinen and the Mitzvahs we're doing, the more it will build us this world of constant interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, constant recognition mitzideinu from our side of the greatness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chasodim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which build our Bitochen, that we are so gifted to be able to have all these mitzvahs that give us Olam Haba and Peyotzeim Boim Hazeh. We're so gifted to have all these physical pleasures that we make brachas on. Mitzad Echad and Mitzad Hasheni, together with that, to recognize that every Maisa is also a Maisa of interacting with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like the Mesias Yisham says, that the Tachlis of this world, the goal of this world is Dveikis Bashem, being deeply connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do you do the Dveikis? What are the mice in the creator's Dveikis? Those are the mitzvahs. That's what he says. So every time we do a mitzvah, like we're saying, we're interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're bringing Nachas Ruach, which those Malochim are expressing to us. And it's increasing the special Shmir that Hashem has upon us. Yeah. We mentioned a few weeks ago that from the Ramban, the famous Ramban and Boy that says that Nisim, we have to believe that everything is Nisim Nistorim. We say that three times a day, and Nisechshu v'chol yom imono in Moedin. That's basically those words in Moedin. We don't have miracles that you know, Kriyas Yamsuf every day. Nisechshu v'chol yom imono. We're saying, yes, there are miracles every day. The miracle is the fact that when we're doing mitzvahs, that creates a special Koyach Toiv, a good thing about us and a Shmir upon us and exercise out the Shemayim. Chasav Shalom Aveda is the other way around. So we're starting now. Tovkuf Pehe. There's a Pizma Asola Tejas. So the Tejas, it says like this. My forefathers were Beteach and Hashem. And they were Matzliach. And they produced fruits. But when they went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Keri, Keri means looking at the world as Mikra, happenstance. Then we started going down. So basically we're stating in the Spizman and the Sober Tatus that when we went with that Kodesh Bohu, Islichu, Vegamosu Peri, we had tremendous Hatzlocha. The second we went with him, Keri, and forgot about him, then we were Hoylich Mechoysa and Chodesh Asiri. If you know, Chodesh Sober Tatus is not so far away. That's a month away. And a few days before that is the Chag of Chanukah. The Chag of Chanukah, the Etim, is one of those Chagim which exactly the first half of this Pizman is so true. When we bought Chum, they were King Suri, Godlu, Vitzlichu, Vigamot, Vipayus. Then we had tremendous Hatzlocha. That was the story of Chanukah. Hashem tested us to see. Do we appreciate Avodah? Do we appreciate the Beit HaMikdash? Are we willing to be Moisei Nefesh for the Beit HaMikdash? And we showed the Kodesh Baruch Hu, yes. There's risks involved. It's a dangerous thing. And in their case, it was mamish. Impossible task. Take on the thing. Yevonim. But they came to a point to be talking, and they realized that if the other option is leaving the religion, then we have to even give up our lives for it. And they did it happily. And when he showed that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slichu, also Peri, they saw the fruits of their Bitochen, the tremendous Nisim, reinstating of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chizuk of Torah Shebaal Peh. They saved Klal Yisrael from destruction. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin, which Rachman Aslan has brought us to the Chulban, is Holchu Imo Keri. That's the opposite of Bitochen. Yeah, and Keri, he brings from the Pasuk by the Toichacha, Rashi says, the Shem Rabbeisov, Keri means Arai, happenstance, Mikrit. So he says, He's saying, what does this happenstance mean? In other words, not only that a person thinks everything is Mikrit, that's not what it's talking about. Teilchu imi Keri, he says, Teilchu Arai b'mitzvis. The opposite of Bitochen Baal Shem is Arai B'mitzvahs. He doesn't make sure the mitzvahs are the central part of his day. Arai B'mitzvahs Einu Mushrash B'Kedusha. Zanigud L'Bitochen. That's the opposite of Bitochen. Keri. This is one of the reasons why I, Shekhar, for my day and for many other Israel all over the place say also that it's so important. We have this mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Gizah B'Yomim V'Laila, which means that a person should be learning Torah day and night. If he's not doing anything else, learn nonstop day and night. If he has other things that he has to do, it's his parnosa, he has to take care of his family, personally, whatever it is, so he's allowed to limit it. But a person has to have a kriyas every day and every night, even if it's for a short period of time. The Shulchan Aruch says, by Kriyas Yitim V'Torah, that even if a person has a tremendous deal and he can make a tremendous amount of money from it, he should not be Mishana, he should not change his time that he set for himself to be Kavei Yitim V'Torah. The idea behind it is this, Nekudah. If you're Kavua, it's an essential part of your day. You won't give it up for anything. And there's so many stories about Tzaddikim that had businesses and they could have got tremendous deals and they just said no. If it came in the time they made for themselves to learn Torah, nothing would budge them. That's the opposite of keri. My mitzvahs are so important. And you can tell me you're doing mitzvahs every day, but there could always be a certain element of keri in it also. For example, coming to daven. Do I come on time or do I come late? If I daven three times a day, but I'm always coming late, there's also a certain element of keri in it. I'm not making it kavua. I'm not giving it the chashivas it deserves. If I say my brachas without paying attention to what I'm saying, before I know the food in my mouth, or I finish eating, I forget to make a bracha for anyone. I never remember if I did it, I didn't do it. That's keri. I'm not making every one of these experiences something kavu in my life. That's what it's all about. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel, and it's budget that way, but it's so important. And Yom Shishi, Shabbos, day and night, to be kaveya, echad amaba v'echad amamet. If you want, you can find more time. If you want less, you'll find less time. But the chas v'shalom not to be mevatelet. That is the tzuya of Klal Yisrael. That we're bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our smais and mitzvahs. It's not keri. And somebody asked me the other day that he wants to work on zrizus. He has a hard time getting up in the morning. I told him the classic answer with a little bit extra hesda. It says he's got the keri. You have to get up in the morning like a lion. So the obvious question is, Shakayach, if I'd be a lion, I could get up, but I'm not a lion. So step number one is, Chazal say keri, they mean that you have an element of a lion within yourself. And that's what we believe, that a Jew or human being, this is specifically Jew, has elements of all the positive attributes of every Bria in the world. So when it's said to be like a Ri, like a Nome, like a Neshe, any Baal Chai, it's not just saying be like them. Mashiach himself brought this before, that you have this within you. So, okay, very good. So have within us that power of a lion to jump up and put all my energy to overcome the fact that I'm tired and that it's hard to get out of bed. But how do I activate that? Many of us want to do that, but we can't do it. And the only way to activate it is to give the tefillah the value it deserves. If I'm just doing it as a religious thing, yeah, Hashem wants me to get up in the morning. It's not going to work. But like Ben Yenya says, if I know I'm going to have a meeting for $1 billion deal, I'm going to jump out of bed. You don't have to do that every day because I know I have so much to lose. And that's really what it's all about with us. The more I have those mice and mitzvahs, I make them kavua. And the way I make them kavua is by the fact that I give them the right price tag. I marshal them to the right extent. This tefillah, this opportunity to daven is such an important opportunity to take advantage of. Once I make that clear to myself, then automatically it's going to activate that his gadras, that koyach, to overcome my laziness and other things. So anyway, that's what we're talking about today. That's once again continuing this concept of Bitochen is built on Maisa Mitzvahs, and the Maisa Mitzvahs, in order for them to work properly to build a Bitochen, they have to have this Kvius. It's an integral part of my day. And the way I make an integral part of my day, not just things that I'm doing, is by being Mizboinen a little bit, paying a little more attention to what I'm doing. Yeah, we should be zeichav and to take more attention to what we're doing. Be makshiv it, give it the chashiv as it deserves. And with that, like we said, the big issues come from the fact that Baruch Hu Hashem and the Tzadik Pot Baruch Hu Hashem, makshiv our mitzvahs that we're doing, and just like by the nes of Chanukah, Baruch Hashem, we don't have the nisyonos of risking our lives, but each one on this level. To give the mitzvahs a chashivas, and as a result of that, find extra energy and extra ability to do even more than I thought I could do before. So have a wonderful week with tremendous issues for all of us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm sorry.